Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Never underestimate the power of a promo. We have seen many wrestlers who couldn't do that much in the ring, but you give them a microphone and all of a sudden magic happens. There are many individuals that we should shout out to, so I have selected 10 of the best and I'm going to name them King and Queen Promo. Why? Because I'm a weird guy. Let's go. Number 10, Hawk. I know. As soon as you hear the name Hawk, you think of the Road Warriors or the Legion of Doom and him going, well, and shouting, what a rush. But don't just ignore that catchphrase. Didn't he do it wonderfully? Yes, he did. If you do go back and watch him today, though, he just had a way about him, and you totally believed that he was about to break someone in two. I mean, it could be because he was often sweating. Also, he has this massive vein in his neck that is just pulsating because he's so damn mad. He wasn't one-dimensional either, because he did have this deadpan sense of humor. During one exchange, X-Pac told him to look at his penis when Hawk, without missing a beat, went, well, I will try, but I can't see it. Insinuating that he had a small dick. He could also be quite poetic about how he was going to break you in two. So while he was very much of the raw 1980s wrestling promo mold, seriously, just take 5 minutes today. It may just surprise you. Number 9, Kenny Omega. This is more to go against the bizarre discourse that does exist online, which apparently is just over there. Because yeah, you give Kenny Omega a microphone and he knows what he's doing. It really does tie into how Kenny approaches wrestling on all levels though, because he's always trying to do something a little bit different. So he can have the stick in his palm, and he can be eloquent, or he can be funny, or he can be quaint. Sometimes he can be straight up weird, but every single time, it makes me buy in. If you really want to see him light this up though, go and watch all the stuff he did with New Japan before or after in a press conference. Maybe that's because he's got a more sports presentation, but my word, he would get you going. The highlight was always after he defeated someone, he would just spring around going, ha, I am the best. Sometimes you thought he meant it, sometimes it was definitely tongue-in-cheek. I mean, Omega would do this with conviction, but he also did it with a wink and a nod. That just makes him damn entertaining. I mean, at times it was almost like he was a cartoon arch-villain, which was totally by design, which, you know, is the way he likes to see wrestling. He's very considered about it all. So I don't think he gets enough credit, which is why I'm hurling it out right now. Number 8, the Nasty Boys. All right, I know, just give me a sec. It doesn't help that the Nasty Boys most definitely live their gimmick and piss locker rooms off up and down the country. But also, yeah, if you go and watch some of their latter day matches, well, just don't. So when you go back to their prime, when Sags and Knobs were in the WWF, they presented themselves exactly as the name suggested. They were a couple of thugs. They didn't give a shit. So because they wanted the promos to match the presentation, they actually came across as nasty. And I remember when I was a kid, I would look at both of them and I'd be like, yeah, you are disgusting individuals. And shouldn't that be the entire point of what you're saying? Brian and Jerry were also like super hyperactive and they played off each other quite well. So I'm not saying that anybody should copy them, but given what they were trying to do, I give them a tick. And I doubt it comes across today just because wrestling has changed so much. But if you are able to view this in context, I don't think it's half bad at all. And if nothing else, well, it's kind of entertaining. Also kind of a little bit sick. Number 7, Lance Archer. Now you may think that AEW teamed up Lance Archer with Jake Roberts because he needed a mouthpiece, but I don't think that's the case. Now it did help his aura because Archer could just stand there before he would grab someone and launch them through the roof. But actually, when you do let him say some words, he comes across like a psychopath, which doubly helps because his catchphrase is everybody dies. Now, a great example of this is when Lance was getting ready to have a match with Zack Sabre Jr. in New Japan, and basically said he was going to eat him. I heard him say this, and I was like, should we call the cops? I think he means it. He also had some ridiculous lines about the fact that Zach was a vegan, therefore he was going to get his nutrients. I thought this was really damn clever. Now look, Lance Archer did reappear on AEW television recently, so I think it's time for one last push. And this time, say, Jake, you're very good and you're a legend, but now I am going to speak. Number 6, Hulk Hogan. So while the man himself is very problematic, when it comes to the professional wrestling landscape, you can't deny it, one Hulk Hogan changed the game. If you were talking about stereotypical promos, well, it basically came from Hulkamania. Because of course he would shout, wiggle his finger, and overall was over the top. But actually, before he reached these stupid mega heights, you can go back and watch an older version of a Hulk Hogan promo. There's something very different about it. And I think this comes down to the fact that Hogan totally understood how to adapt to an audience. So if you do time travel back to 1984, 1985, before sports entertainment went crazy, yeah, Hulk is kind of doing his interviews a little bit more subdued. It packs a punch. I mean, you could even describe them as quite intense. When he's trying to build up his massive match with Big John Studd, yeah, he's all like, man, I know what's coming, and I'm going to have to fight through. And you just feel it in your tum-tum, you start rooting for him. You could even describe these as understated, and it's something that everybody should go and research, because it ties into what we were just talked about. Sometimes you do need to look out there and go, oh, I'm going to have to give them promo A instead of promo B. It's like what people do in the ring. You got to adapt on the fly. Best always can.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
5, Bob Backlund. When Bob Backlund returned to the WWF in 1993, it was really weird. I mean, one, a lot of the current audience didn't know who he was, and two, well, he was just like a quintessential babyface. He didn't do much of anything. Thankfully, Vince McMahon realised this really soon, and he made Bob go heel when Backlund decided, all right, fine, but I'm going to be a complete crazy person. With about 5 minutes, it was great. This all tied into the fact that Bob had decided he hated the industry now, and it had gone in the wrong direction, so it was going to be him who brought it back to prominence. Apparently the way to do that was to just shout mad things. So if you take something like his feud with Bret Hart, which in the ring was just okay, actually, when you go back and watch their promos, Bob Backlund is hilarious because you're genuinely worried about his health. It meant it got people talking and it meant people bought into this program, and you had so many individuals worrying that Bob Backlund had lost his mind. So he deserves all the praise for this. Nobody saw it coming. But he hit it out of the park before Minoru Suzuki. So really, Suzuki doesn't need to say a word. I mean, look at him. That stare will make you think he's ready to kill a man. I'm a little bit worried he can hear me right now. He has been around so long though, eventually he was gonna have to do some promos, and he basically tied it into his persona, because he would just tell you exactly what he was going to do. And systematically, he would totally unravel you. One of the highlights was absolutely when he was talking about the idea of a performance center and how that was no good for professional wrestling, because what do you get at the end of it? just a bunch of grey clay, or he was saying that all wrestlers are exactly the same as the other ones. He's also keen to shout at opponents, "I will kill you, you bastard." And look, this is all over YouTube. You can see it. And even though he's not talking to you, you'll think he's talking to you and you will run away. I'm sorry. That's a good promo. Number three, Anthony Ogogo. So I really hope that Anthony Ogogo gets a proper chance in 2024, because trust me, the guy knows what he's doing. Now, the Cody Rhodes feud has been talked about to death, so we should probably leave that in the past. But if you do want to dive into it, what we should be extrapolating here is some of the things that Ogogo said, because he's definitely got a way about him. I mean, this should be no real surprise, because the man was a boxer for years, so he totally understands the sports entertainment side of business. And he knows exactly what it means to carry yourself as a star. Let's not forget when he said he was going to punch the peroxide out of Cody's hair, you piss boy. I mean, even as a sentence, that's genius. Continue on with his fighter background too. He said, "I will leave you a bloody mess with your ribs cracked and your jaw jacked." Honestly, at the same time, he had all these facials and he's another one, you totally believed him. So the potential is absolutely there. Let's give him a shot. Number two, Brandi Rhodes. Certain things that Brandi Rhodes have said on wrestling shows in the past are still quoted on social media. And whether you liked it or not, that's quite a good sign. And that is not to say that the Nightmare Collective was a good idea or that we should have walked that path with Dan Lambert. I mean, sometimes you try to get things to work, and they just don't. But if you do go back and watch her in those Road 2 series that AEW did, I tell you, man, she comes across really well. I mean, not only was Brandi the best at making her husband out to be the greatest wrestler of all time, but do you remember when Shawn Spears screwed him over? Brandi genuinely came across as upset about this. I felt sorry for her. So you could probably argue that maybe she should have just gone the whole babyface route as opposed to playing the heel. Although, let's not forget that classic. So I'll never forget when she marched out onto the Dynamite stage and just told Jade Cargill, "Who told you it was open mic night, bitch?" That still makes me laugh. I think it's one of the best sentences of all time. So sure, the character was a bit all over the place, but it doesn't mean she didn't have it. She did. Number one, Bret Hart. Ah, the forever argument. Let's get into it again. Now, as we know, when we do discuss this, we take everything from 1997 and we throw it out the window. That 12-month period for Hart was absolutely faboo. As he said, he was the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. Before all this, though, Bret would be the first guy to tell you the reason he wore sunglasses when he cut promos is because he wasn't very confident, so we could kind of use these as a shield. Thing is, though, if we do go back to the idea we've already discussed, that Hulk Hogan was deliberately over the top, well, I would argue that Bret Hart is the opposite, and that's what made his promo so damn good. All his in-ring work came across as real, as did he when he was backstage. So sure, he would stumble here and there and even trip over his words, but you couldn't describe anything he was doing as fake. I mean, he was the realest man in a make-believe world. The Hitman certainly improved as the years went on, and I will die on this hill. If he had taken any other approach, the whole character and the whole gimmick wouldn't have worked. When we got to the end of his chats too, he was still able to pump you up so you did want to see a match. And it just underlined his aura and why he becomes more and more appreciated today. So this is everybody's homework. Go back and watch Bret Hart promos. I think you'll be surprised. Now please do make sure you click the video on the screen, which is the 10 greatest pure wrestlers ever, which kind of does tie into Bret Hart. Like the video, share the video, subscribe, leave a comment and tell me how wrong I am, because I always am, or just share your wrestling thoughts. Otherwise, thank you for joining me, my friends. I'll see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.